You got my heartbeat tripping all the way to your door. You got that love I'm missing every day, so I'm asking too much. Keep reading my mind, put your body on mine, tiptoe on the line. I'm asking too much, I know I need you, so why do you keep moving your lips when I don't?
Hello, it is 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, February 4th. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Emily, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So actually, this show time is usually another DJ. Their show is named James Jams, I believe. And me and my co-DJ Celeste, we are actually on for the next showtime, which is at 4 p.m. But since James can't be here today, we're subbing in for him a bit earlier. So Celeste is actually in class right now, so she's gonna hop on right over after class finishes in around a half hour. So you're stuck with me and listening to my music, purely my music right now. So what you just listened to was Baby Don't Talk by Leon, don't know how to pronounce her name. But yeah, she's great. And she's coming to Boston if you're interested. She's playing at Paradise Rock Club near Alston in late April, I believe. And she's great. So definitely check her out. Check out more of her music. And next, I'm going to play... So there's a great artist that I've been playing a lot on WMFO. His name is Charlie Berg. He's my age. He's 22. And he goes to Syracuse University, I believe. And he's fantastic. He has like a lot of really great R&B music that's also kind of going into pop slightly, but it's just super experimental and I really like it. So we're gonna play this song called Saturday Hymnal / Bad Dreams by Charlie Berg.
Maybe in the middle, we can meet and hold it. taking your time. Should I wait in line for you? If you wanted, you could tell me what you're thinking now. What's on your mind, baby? She said, just ask, ask me. See you in this blue light only after midnight. This fever grows. Helplessly, I reach for you. Of this love, someone warned you. Still, you. And my heart is yours, heart is yours, heart is yours, and only yours, baby. If you want it, you can tell me what you're thinking about. You're taking your time. Should I wait in line for you? If you want it, you can tell me what you're thinking now. What's on your mind?
So once again, that was Saturday Hymnal Bad Dreams by Charlie Berg. And so we're just going to do a quick PSA because, yeah, public service announcements are really important. So the one that we're going to do today is walking is good exercise, especially with the beautiful weather we have here in Medford. It's beautiful. I don't use Fahrenheit, so I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit, but it is around 13 degrees Celsius, I think, which is gorgeous. And I was just out on the porch at my house just doing my reading earlier, and it was super enjoyable, and I can't believe it's February 4th. So it's really enjoyable, but also let us not forget climate change, the other aspect of this weather. But to go back to walking and how it's good exercise, so the PSA goes, although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transit. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. So that's walking for you. So hope you get to do some good walking today. If not, do a pre-dinner, after-dinner walk. And enjoy the kind of warmer weather while we can. So up next, we're going to play Joshua Tree by Cassius Clay.
Take fear in those who love me. Low lighting with a gated entry. I'm level headed cause I'm never stressing. No. And I stay unsettled, never wanted blessing. So I don't wanna be alone.
When the going was easy, and I got When the going got tough, where should I have hung on?
Should I hung on
to a love that went wrong?
Love that went wrong.
I had I hung on too long.
Hello. This is Celeste.
And reintroduce yourself.
Emily. Guess we should reintroduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Especially because we're in a new time slot. Hello, listeners from 5 to 6 p.m.
Well, it's 4.
Oh, it's 4. Okay, well, usually we're going to be on from 5 to 6 p.m.,
yes.
Which is new for us. We usually have a morning time. So that's been nice.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
I was talking to the person before this show about like our because our shows usually have like a theme to it. I was telling her about how we used to have a breakfast theme, but I was like, but this is our first non-morning show, so
true.
But I guess people also have breakfast for dinner, so
yeah. And well, our show is called Overnight Oats.
Yeah,
so you could be preparing the overnight oats.
True. Maybe. It's just another part of the process.
Very timely, you know? always relevant. What else do we do?
What else?
We like chat. Almost
Oh, we're giving a real show intro. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a spiel.
Yeah. The elevator pitch, if you will. What else do we talk? We talk about our lives, our classes.
Yeah. I think we try to go deep emotionally.
Yes.
Yeah.
As deep as we can get on the radio.
Yeah. They're setting a boundary.
Yeah. So I don't know, what else do we talk about? We like to do our theme shows. We did like a show on what was it? You had a very good way of putting it.
Modern love.
Yes.
Kind? Yeah.
And yes.
It was about like love and technology.
Love and technology.
Like, digital tools. Communication. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to play around.
Yeah. So I guess you could look forward to that.
Yeah.
What have you been listening to, like, a lot of recently?
When I look at my Spotify most recently saved, I honestly see a lot of Jesse McCartney because I went to see him 2 weeks ago. So I remembered how phenomenal he was. But yeah, I've listened to King Princess a lot.
Yes.
We have played King Princess on the show before because I remember you played like two King Princess songs in one show one time, and I liked both of them.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like I think I liked it, but didn't really listen to it after the show. But then one of our housemates went to see King Princess a week or two ago. And since then, I've just been listening to her nonstop. So she's great. I really like her.
King Princess is really good, and I'm glad that she's getting the kind of attention that she deserves. Yeah, there's a tweet that I saw that was male college radio DJs only know two singers, Mitski and Angel Olsen. only know two female singers, and they're Mitski and Angel Olsen.
Yeah.
It's really funny. And now, more recently, I would say Sharon Van Etten, because she came out with a new album, which is actually really good.
Yeah.
And I might want to play it, but...
Because you have one of her vinyls, no?
Yeah, I do. Not the most recent one, but yeah. Yeah, so... we are not two male radio DJs, but
yeah,
but
we still
will still play Mitski and Angel Olsen probably at some point.
Yeah. Are they? I've never listened to Angel Olsen before. Are they pretty are Mitski and Angel Olsen their music is pretty similar in terms of sound?
I would say so. Angel Olsen feels to me very rock, and sometimes electronic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
So lots to look forward to.
Yay. Stay tuned for the tunes. So we just played Young Boy by Lake Street Dive, which was really fun because it was actually released on an EP of songs that they didn't put in their last full album. So I think that they just still love the songs, and so they just put them in an EP and released it a few months later. So I think that's pretty cool. But what are you going to play next, Celeste?
I'm going to play something by Stornoway, I played this last time on the radio too, and it was pretty well received. Someone called in and was like, "What was that song? I really like it." So,
so good.
I do Stornoway a lot.
Yay.
So enjoy.
I feel I just started uni, walking backwards to my van. You're at your window and I'm tripping every time I think of lying in your attic. I can feel the static, the storm has broken heavens open. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Paranoid.
Why are you so paranoid? Oh. Don't be so paranoid. Oh. Don't be so. Baby, don't worry about it. Hate it. Don't even think about it. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong thing. You worry about the wrong things. The wrong things. You worry about the wrong. Tell me right now, you really wanna spend your whole life alone? A little time out might do you good, might do what's good for we be done for good. Cause I can make it good, I can make it hood, I can make it come, I can make it go. I can make it high, I can make it fly, make it touch the sky, hey, maybe so. All of the time, you be up in mind, check it through my cell phone, baby, no. You wanna kill the vibe on another night, here's another fight, oh, here we go, oh, here we go. Baby, don't worry about it. Lady, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway, they don't know like I do. They'll never know.
Never know. You wanna complain about the nights alone. So now you're here with me, stress and gratitude. Lead an attitude way back at home. Yeah, you see him look, baby, let him look. Give you cold looks, cause we look cold. Yeah, you heard about all the word of mouth. Don't worry about what we can't control. All the talk in the world, lost in the world. Till you finally let that thing go. You wanna check into the Heartbreak Hotel, but sorry, we're closed. Baby, don't worry about it. Baby, we'll go out to the floor.
Anyway,
hey,
don't know
to the floor.
So what song was that?
Paranoid by Kanye West off 808s and Heartbreak, which is, you know, classic. 2008, as you pointed out. It's been over 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I enjoy the beats on that one.
I enjoy the beats on that one too.
Yeah, we were talking about how this is a time when people are driving home from work or just like maybe on their commute home from work. Mm-hmm. Except JJ, who's just like waking up. Shout out to JJ.
I don't know if she's listening or not.
But she said she would try and tune in. So JJ has been listening to our show since we've had it.
Yeah.
But she's not in the US, and so mm-hmm. her time zone right now would be like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So she said she'd be like getting ready to leave the house.
At 5 a.m.?
Or maybe just like waking up.
Wow.
Yeah. No, but our show usually would be from her 6 to 7 a.m.
Oh.
So I think she would already be awake.
Okay.
If you're listening, hi, JJ.
I think she's traveling right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But hi, JJ, nonetheless. Yeah. She might be such a devoted listener that she listens to the archives.
I would not put it past JJ.
Yeah, that's true.
In any case, we wanted to play like more driving.
More driving songs.
Or like commute songs. Mm-hmm. So, like songs with like beats, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the song we played before that was Sweet Disposition by Temper. Is it The Temper Trap or is it just Temper Trap? I thought it was The Temper Trap.
What's it say? Temperature?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think temperature.
Okay. Anywho, yeah, but we were also remarking that we both do like those kinds of driving songs, but then also we were realizing neither of us really drive.
Yeah.
So it's a state of mind rather than an activity.
A driving state of mind. Or a commute state of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are songs that I really like listening to in my commute.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah. What would you listen to on your... I guess you didn't really quite have a commute last summer, but, like, you did have, like, some forms of it.
And yeah, and I love taking the subway in New York City.
Yeah.
I also think, like, those are songs that just have, like, a kind of movement. Mm-hmm. For them to, like, make you feel, like, moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are songs that feel like I need to stay still for this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, was the Zorbing song? So the song that we played a few songs before that was Zorbing by Stornoway.
Can you talk a little bit about Zorbing for the listeners who might not know what a Zorbing
is,
the concept of the Zorbing.
So after Celeste was starting to play the song, I asked her if she had ever done Zorbing, but she didn't know that it was a thing.
Yeah, I did not know.
So for those who might not know, Zorbing is like those, I think that it used to be more hip back then, like,
what do you mean
back then? Back then, meaning like a few years ago. But it was like those kind of hamster ball plastic bubble things, but they're like giant. They're human size. So like you and like two, maybe one or two other people go into this like Zorb and you like Zorb down a hill or something like that. So yeah, but yeah, so I did that. I think on my gap year I did that. And then, but we did it at like a water park or something, which made sense because like the Zorb inside also had water, so it was like, so when you're like, you know, rolling down the hill, you're like, it's not just like your skin chafing.
So you're
on the Zorb
on a ball filled with water.
It was like an eighth filled with water. It's like not that much water. Oh, okay. It's just to kind of like make
like,
it
drowning in this ball. It was rolling down a hill.
Yeah, that sounds like actually terrifying, but the way yeah, but I think that yeah, but it was very fun. My friend had like video recorded it because he had like a GoPro, but
that was cool.
Yeah, but that was also then that I realized I had actually a very high pitched screaming voice.
Oh, you generally have a quite low pitched voice.
Yeah, so that surprised me too.
A voice for radio.
A voice for radio. yeah, so that's what Zorbing is. That's my Zorbing story.
It's a great tale. Another tale of movement.
Another tale of... I know, that's what I was thinking about.
I like that connection.
Yeah. Would you ever go Zorbing?
No, I might write a poem about a Zorb.
You won't do it, but you'll write a poem about it.
I write a poem about it. Love to write poems about experiences I've never had.
Yeah.
It's my favorite kind of poem.
yeah, because Celeste is taking a poetry class. Yeah, we might read out some poetry later, too. Okay. But there is some that's hers, but it won't be read right now.
Yeah, not right now.
Not right now. We'll see. It's only the beginning of the semester. You got to work up to it. All right. Okay, cool. So, also, my mom and dad are listening. So, hi, mom. Hi, dad.
Hi.
I just wanted to say
thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, I know. They're not at home right now, so that's why they can tune in. So, that's why, because if they were at home, they would be like, 4:30 in the morning. So that's
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
this is the only time, I guess.
Yeah, I know. So I'm glad you're here with us. Cool. So I'm gonna play the next song, and
I guess another sort of driving song. We can see its scale on the drive scale later.
Ooh, we should do that.
Yeah.
How drive is this
song? How drive is this song?
Drive by the Cars being the highest end of the spectrum.
Yeah, so this is my favorite artist that I play all the time on here. One of my favorite artists, Maggie Rogers, and this is Say It.
Service and devotion, you would think that. him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're on the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
That was Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, a classic.
A classic.
I'm trying to say so much on the radio, because I've noticed that college radio DJs do that.
You're trying not to say that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like this, the loud And I just said it again. I played it because our friend Emily Touche, who we also live with, cannot be here today.
Cannot be here. Big
She's
sad.
Working out or something.
Or something.
But in her absence, I'm playing a song that she really loves. She really loves that song.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very her song.
It is a very her song. Yeah.
And you played Maggie Rogers before that.
Yes,
I did. Do you want to talk a little bit about Maggie Rogers? Because you...
I love her. Okay. I've talked about her quite a bit on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. What questions do you have?
Like, why... What is it about her album that feels... so compelling to you?
That's a good question. Yeah, so the album, it came out like 2 weeks ago now, a week and a half ago. Yeah, and it's like her debut album called Heard It in a Past Life. And yeah, it's I just find her very like authentic in a way, and like, and also in how she talks about her music. And so the album, so she kind of went viral because she was like a student at NYU, and then Pharrell Williams was visiting one of her classes, and then the students were playing demos for like Pharrell and the professor. And so, and Pharrell like responded to her song Alaska super well, and it kind of went into a viral video because like the video was just like him being stunned at this like, you know, 21-year-old college student song, and like it, and the whole narrative is that like she's kind of like Cinderella story, like kind of went from nothing to just like the biggest thing in pop music, that kind of thing. But then, so for, but that was like, I think like 2-3 years ago. And then since then, she's like been trying to process. She says, this is what she says in all her interviews that I read. Like she's been trying to process. She's been trying to process this like sudden fame. Mm-hmm. And especially because like her private life has become so public so quickly. And so she's like, so this album is sort of a collection of songs of her kind of coming to terms with it and like kind of gaining control over it again, so that she doesn't feel overwhelmed by like this whole sudden rush of like fame and publicity, but rather like kind of seeing it as like a really great opportunity to like make music that she loves and is able to put out in the world. But in general, I think that from what she says, like, and what it, from what I also, what the lyrics are about, it's a lot about like going through rapid change, which I feel like is, has like really actually like summed up my past 4 years here at school at Tufts, and that I feel like is like especially true like this upcoming year as we graduate, since Celeste and I are seniors and graduating in May. And I'm really excited, but also like super terrified too for like all the like change that I know it's gonna come. But yeah, so I think that like, yeah, and I just like the music too as well. So I think that's probably why. It just feels very fitting for, like, what I feel like I'm going through right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's funny even just hearing kind of how I've talked about this, because I was also like listening to another podcast episode this weekend about Instagram anxiety and like about it's related, I swear, about how like these public figures have curated these like personas that feel really authentic and like really like your best friend and that kind of thing, and you like but a lot of it is like so that you are like sticking to the platform and like still going back on Instagram and all these things, and like nothing that at least these like famous musicians or famous people put on their Instagram is like really like truly unfiltered. Yeah, so it's interesting even kind of thinking of reflecting on like how I've seen Maggie Rogers, but like also realizing that she is an artist and like this is her work and this is her job. So
that's a really striking, I guess, like the story resonates in so many ways and in all the ways that I see artists too.
Do you feel like you've ever seen, because I feel like for you I feel like you don't really have intense like artist follow, like you don't really follow, like I think Mitski's probably the only person that I can think of for you, but
it's also Taylor Swift.
True. Let's be real. Didn't we all?
When 1989 came out.
Yeah.
I think 1989 came out in 2015.
In 2015, yes.
Started school. And so that felt like weirdly really? Pivotal. Did it? It was.
Okay.
I think so. Or the summer before that.
Okay, wow. I'm like losing my memory. I feel like I'm in 2014.
Really? Okay, well, in any case, it was like at a time that like felt very like I was transitioning.
Yeah.
And also like, I mean, that album didn't really apply to my life.
Like, yeah, what is the album really? It's like it was probably like it seemed like the biggest shift in her music.
Yeah, it did, and it was still very like poppy and not that exciting. Hindsight, but there's parts of it that felt really like great and interesting and like changing how I wanted to think about myself.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, nostalgia.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Rory, would you like to take the next song for us?
Sure. All right. This is a song called There's a Reason by the band Wet.
Ooh, I like Wet.
Through unrest and stillness, wasn't I your witness? Now there's a difference, a distance between.
Reason. winters at home with your sisters, the romance was hard to ignore. You were beautiful. I was happy to fall. Happy to fall. I remember you searching. I thought you were searching. That's how I picked up the phone.